There's been no let-up in the war of words between the United States and North Korea. Pyongyang threatened preemptive attacks against American troops on the Korean Peninsula and on South Korea. The warning follows the announcement earlier this week that Washington plans to strengthen forces in the Western Pacific. The latest threats from North Korea coincide with word that it has restarted an atomic reactor that could produce weapons-grade plutonium. Despite the rhetoric, President Bush and Secretary of State Colin Powell have stressed they want to solve the standoff with North Korea through diplomacy. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul. How likely is it that North Korea would launch a preemptive attack?
I don't think it's that likely. We have to see what's behind all this on the North Korean regime's part. And the reason for all this rhetoric and the reason for restarting their nuclear program, most analysts here see, is that they want assurances from the United States that they themselves won't be attacked. It's all about regime survival. So if they were to launch preemptive attacks on the United States or South Korea, I think within about half an hour, the North Korean regime would probably be wiped out by U.S. retaliation, and that, of course, would defeat the point. But, of course, anything's possible. We're not dealing with a regime that is particularly rational and logical here.
How's Washington's interest in resolving the matter diplomatically seen there in Seoul and elsewhere in Northeast Asia?
Well, I think it's seen as the right path to take. Certainly nobody here wants to see war on their doorstep. I think the concern here, though, is that while Secretary of State Powell and the President himself are talking about diplomacy and dealing with this diplomatically, they're not actually getting on and doing it. They've said that they won't negotiate with the North Koreans. So I think a lot of people here are asking, well, how are you going to solve this diplomatically if you're not going to negotiate? Now, Richard Armitage, the Assistant Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State, Colin Powell himself, this week, have been edging towards some kind of talks and saying that they will talk to North Korea. But I think people here feel this is really going very slowly indeed. The other thing is that I think some South Korean officials I've been talking to here, they say there are so many mixed messages coming out of Washington, they don't really know what's going on. And I do think that reflects the debate that is raging within the administration itself.
So what's next? More threats? More ugly words?
Well, I think there could well be more ugly words, and I think the North Koreans could well up the ante in other ways. In 1998, what we saw was them testing a missile over the Sea of Japan. If they're trying to get the attention of Washington, which is what they're desperately trying to do before Washington goes to war with Iraq, because this is a matter of urgency for them, then they have other ways in which they can get it. They essentially have quite a weak hand, but they have a few trump cards that they can play. One is starting up this nuclear reactor. Another is possibly firing a missile to say, hey, look, talk to us, because they feel time is short. People here believe that the North Koreans think that after Iraq, the U.S. is going to go after North Korea, so it's of the utmost urgency. On the Washington side, it's exactly the opposite. The Bush administration seems to be putting it off until after the Iraq situation is over. So you've got these two diametrically opposed positions.
What options does Washington have besides diplomacy?
It boils down to three options, really. They can either go in and surgically strike at the North Korean nuclear facilities and take them out. That would almost certainly lead to retaliation from the North Koreans against the South Koreans or even against Japan. So I think that's seen as very, very dangerous. The second thing that Washington could do is to delay, to just do nothing. And I think experts feel that if they do that, though, North Korea will have five or six atomic weapons within 6 to 9 months. So that in itself is a dangerous road to take, with all the implications of that, of who North Korea could sell nuclear weapons to when it gets them. So finally, that leaves you with the third option, which is to negotiate. It's a rather painful situation to be in, because it is nuclear blackmail that the North Koreans are engaging in. But I think the consensus here is that no matter how much President Bush loathes Kim Jong-il and the North Korean regime, there is only one way to resolve it, and that is to sit down and negotiate.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Seoul, South Korea.